Okay, we discussed the Indian with Siyata Deshmaya about Shmira Sanayi and Kedusha Sanayi and both and Kloli. And now for part two, we are here to discuss with Siyata Deshmaya some practical etzes, the Gabi, the Indian, the very Indian Choshuv of Shmira Kedusha Sanayi. Why don't we start with an unbelievable Maisa of the Levush, the Bala Levush. He wrote many Sfarim Levush, Aura Levush, Achor Levush, Atcheles. A whole set of Sfarim on Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. So Mordechai Yaffa, who lived in the 16th century, he was born 1535, Nifter in 1612. And the Baal HaLevushim, or Mordechai Yaffa, how did he become such a Gaon Otzim? We have so many halachas today that are based on Piskei Halacha of the Levush. There's an unbelievable Maisa of how the Levush really became not Stam or Mordechai Yaffa. How many people even know the Levush is Mordechai Yaffa? But how do we know him as a Levush? Now, if you were writing Sfarim, why in the world would you name your Sfarim clothing? What type of name was that? Levush? Levush Achor, Levush Atcheles? Why would you call your Sfarim after clothing? So in the Hagdama Klolis and Amud Beis of the Hagdama to Levush, and the following story is recorded. It's also recorded in Perachav Gimel of the Chavetz Chaim Sefer Nircha Yisoh. You can see it as well in Otzer Plos Atayra. Parshas Vayesha Daf Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, you'll see the same Maisa. It's an unbelievable Maisa. And when Levush was a youngster, he went to do business with a certain family. And when he was doing business with this woman, in fact, I should mention that I was at a Shiva visit in Staten Island today, and we happened to get into the conversation of the Levush. And the one sitting Shiva actually said, Rabbi Feiner, the one sitting right next to you, he's a direct descendant of the Levush. Here today, we were going to speak about the Levush, and today I met a direct descendant of the Levush, and this story came up, and he said that his Kabbalah and his family is that it was with a princess. Okay, whether it was with a princess or an Isha Chashuva, he was doing some mishar. As a youngster, he was doing some business with this woman, and nobody else was in the house at the time. What did this woman do? She saw the Levush, who was incredibly handsome. He was extraordinarily handsome. And here he was a youngster, and she figured, I'll take advantage of him, and I'll seduce him. Yosef HaTzadik all over again. And she locked him inside the house. She locked all the windows. She locked all the doors. And there was no way of escape. No means of escape. She locked him in. And here he was, a youngster. She was going to overpower him. She was going to seduce him. So what choice did he have? Here is a youngster. She was a beautiful woman. How many people would pass such a test? So Levush says to this woman that before I'm going to do anything with you, I have to excuse myself. I have to go to the Beis HaKisa. I have to go to the bathroom. And Levush went to the bathroom. Now remember, bathrooms in those days was a pit in the ground. He basically went into the ground. There was a hole in the ground. And then there was a sewage system leading outside the house. So Levush said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only way I have out of this house right now is through the sewage system. So Levush, as a youngster, climbed into the pit with the urine, with the excrement, with the feces. And he crawled on all fours underneath the house through all the sewage until he emerged outside the chatzar. Filthy as can be, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did this lamancha, lechvodcha, and I was wearing 10 articles of clothing protecting me at this time. That night he went to sleep after taking a much needed shower. He went to sleep the night, v'nezgalalo b'chalom laila, and it was revealed to him in the dream that b'schus, this unbelievable act of mesiras nefesh, locked in the house, a beautiful woman. If you think about it, there were no security cameras. No one's going to know about it. No one will ever hear about it. And the woman was clearly going to overpower this youngster. And he crawled on all fours in the sewage. It was revealed to him in a dream, b'schus, this unbelievable act of mesiras nefesh. It will be nezgala, revealed to this individual, Mordechai Yaffa, levushe or elyo. Levushe, spiritual adornments, spiritual garments will now adorn this youngster. And he was zocha, he says to me, ena ruach hakadosh, that now was malabesh, now adorned, now dressed, Mordechai Yaffa. And henceforth, Mikan al-Haba, from that day and on, he found an unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. And all of his learning, and he said, because I was wearing 10 articles of clothing, not only will I be a masman otzim, but I'm going to write 10 sfarim, and I'm going to name them all Levush something to always commemorate that. What was the nekudas, the aschalos, the galus of why I became the Levush? Because of that maisa. that I was wearing 10 articles of clothing that protected me, and Itaki gave us 10 svarim, and they all have the word Levush contained in them. Unbelievable act, Mesiris Nefesh, and that's a Levush. What's the Hashlama to such a Maisa? So in Otsar Polos HaTaira, in footnote number 105, he brings from the Sefer Ish Chasidecha. And the Sefer writes that there was a Yid who met up in Europe, in the yeshiva in Europe, with an unbelievably handsome individual, the best looking guy in the yeshiva, who at the same time was an Eloi, a Baal Kishrin, and a Masman Otsu. And this Yid couldn't hold back, and he says, I got to ask you, he says, I've never seen someone as handsome as you, and a Masman and Eloi at the same time. Tell me, he says, what's going on here? And not only that, but one day his father came in, and this Yid saw that his father was actually an ugly individual. So he says, what's pshat? Your father's ugly and you're so handsome. How did that take place? What's with the genes? What happened to DNA? What's with genetics? So he says, let me tell you a story. And he tells him over the story of his great-great ancestor, the Labal HaLavushi, Rav Mordechai Yaffa. And he says, a lot of people don't know the Siyuma de Milsa, the end of the story. Because Lavush said that the whole Maisa, the whole Nisayan transpired all because he was so handsome. So Lavush davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, at least up to 10 generations, make all my descendants ugly. And now the way I saw the story was, he actually davened that they should be ugly. The Nin Venecha, the direct descendant that I met this afternoon, said, that's not the version he has in the family. The version he has was that the Lavush said, I don't want them to be handsome. Not that I want them to be ugly, but I don't want them to be good looking. Either way, the Lavush got answered, and up to 10 generations, they were all either ugly or not good looking. Except this guy says, he says, my father was the Dor HaSiri, was the 10th generation. That's why he's not good looking. He says, but I'm generation number 11 after the Lavush. He says, and now the looks of the Lavush came back. He only dominated for 10 generations, and he was now Dor HaAchadisrei. That's the story that he sent over, and the descendants verified it today as well. And there you have the Maisa of the Lavush. Now you see a galus of an Isoyan that Rav Mordechai Yaffa passed. Now one can ask the obvious question, Yosef HaTzadik, why is he called a Tzadik? Sotin Af Yudam Arbeis, Daf Lam Avav Arbeis, all because of the unbelievable Maisa when he's being seduced by Ishus Potiphar, and he overcomes the Yitzhara, he surmounts that tremendous obstacle placed in his path, and now what? He's no longer Yosef, he's Edus B'Yosef Samo, the Shusha Yom Yom Chamishi. He now has the Shem Hashem encoded, encrypted into his name. No longer Yosef, Mekan Al Haba, after such a Maisa, bringing in Shem Hashem, he's now Edus B'Yosef. We're going to add an additional Hey, and now we have the juxtaposition of the Yud Hey forming the prefix of the name Yosef, hence the name of Hashem is now incorporated into the Shem, into the Etzem Ha'os of what Yosef HaTzadik was all about. So Yosef HaTzadik, why you see HaTzadik with the idea? Because in the smice of Kedushas HaBris, of Shemira's Bris Kodesh, but one can ask the question, didn't the Lavush do the same thing? A beautiful woman seducing him, in the house, locked to the doors, no way to escape. Yosef HaTzadik had no way out, he had to run out without his clothes. Lavush goes with his clothes, but he goes through the sewage system. HaTeretz is that who brought the Koach into the world? The reason why Yosef is labeled, is branded that choice appellation, Yosef HaTzadik with the idea, is because yes, well, many people do the Maisa Tzidkis, but who introduced that Koach into the world? The same way that Rav Avraham Achi Agor writes in his Pirkei Avraham, and Rav Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim, both commenting on that famous Mishnah Parkei Avos, Parkei Mishnah Gimel, Be'asor Nisyonos Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Why is he called Avraham Avinu? The very preceding Mishnah. It was simply stated, Asor Doris Minoach Ad Avraham. We didn't call him Avraham Avinu. So now we get to the second Mishnah, Parakei Mishnah Gimel, the second Mishnah talking about Avram, and now he's called Avram Avinu. What happened? Explains the Rav Avraham Achi Agro, explains Rav Chaim Volozhin, because all the midos that Avram acquired by conquering the Asher Nisyonos, he thereby ingrained them, incorporated them into the essence of his DNA, and Amamela we yarshened those midos. Why are we ingrained? Why are we natally? We're born with this desire to go to Etzol. Why? Because Avram passed Lech Lecha. Why do we love Etzol Lecha? Why are we willing to sacrifice our own lives to be Makadosh Shemayim? Because of Kibshanesh. Why can we sacrifice the lives of our own children to be Makadosh Shemayim? Because of Akedah Yitzchak. All of those meanings were ingrained, imbued into the DNA, into the composition of a Yid, because Avram Avinu conquered those Nisyonos. Same way that Rav Chaim Volozhin once heard a vart by the Gra. An unbelievable Gra. The Gra said, you know what, I'm going to tell you, Gavaldi Yechidish. And he was blown away by the Chidish. Then he's walking in Vilna later that day, and he passes by a cheder, and he hears an 8th grade Rebbe equivalent of an eighth grade Rebbe, told over the same part of the Gra to his Bachram. He goes back to the Gra and he says, Rebbe, I thought it was Rebbe's Chiddush, such a Chiddush. He says, I heard a Chiddush, Rebbe, say the same word. He says, Avana. He says, but I brought it into the world. The Gra introduced the Vort into the world. Once the Vort is in the world, then ain't a Chanami. You can tap into that call. People say, oh, you're Machavim to a Kibager. Oh, so you're just as great as a Kibager. You're Machavim to a Kibager's Kasha. You're Machavim to a Pere Yeshua to the Marshal's Kasha. Terence says, it's very easy. Once they, no, it's not so easy. But once they brought it into the world, and now it's much easier, you can tap into it because your Kibager brought the Kasha into the world. It's in the world. Once it's in the world, and now you can hop it. And the same way that the Rambam, the Yeshua Chaya Brisker, we know that's one of the most learned Sfarim on the Rambam. We have hundreds and hundreds of commentaries on the Rambam. It's an unbelievable schus that he had. And the Rav Chaim on the Rachadusha Agrach on the Rambam is one of the most oft-quoted Sfarim on the Rambam. So they ask Rav Chaim, what's he saying? A holstic Torah based on a diak in the Lashon of the Rambam. What else if you get up to Shemayim to Gan Eden? And we ask the Rambam, what did the Rambam mean? And he says, I'm sorry, Rav Chaim, but you know, it's not what I meant. It's an holstic Torah. I know you spent 5-6 pages. He gave Gavala Geshirim on it. And then the Chazon Ish had Gayonas. And then Rav Zalman answered up. And the Maiso Okeach had all the Sfarim. And you have a holstic Torah, you know. Let's just ask the Rambam. Rambam says, I'm sorry, but that's not what I meant. And now you have the Frankel and you have all the Kisveyat. And now we're matching up the Kisveyat of Frankel and Kapach, Ahuli, and we find there was a toast of the first, and we can have an Eben Ozel or Maiso Okeach or a Chaim, a Briskov making a whole stick of Torah based on a Diak in the Rambam. And then we find a Kik Savyan, we find the wrong. So Chaim said, I'm not wrong. Once the Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazakah, it doesn't belong to him anymore. It's now the Rosh Hashanah. It's out there in the world. You could say a stick of Torah, I could say a stick of Torah. He was merely them soy to bring it. In fact, the girl said it's impossible for a human being to write the Mishnah Torah. It's impossible. It's impossible for a human being. He wrote it, spent 10 years in utter solitude. Kemat didn't leave the room. The meals were brought his way. In fact, if you go to Tveria by the Kever of the Rambam, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He wrote from 20 to 30 years old. And at 30 years old, when he was Messiah, his magnum opus, Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a kiss on his forehead. Yofa Asisa, you did a beautiful job. In fact, the Chida writes in Shema Gedolim, Moshe, Moshe, Lokam, Kamoshe. You go to the Kever of the Rambam and you read, from Moshe, Moshe, how can anyone say that? How can you say from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ramoshe Ben Maimon until the Rambam there never was a Moshe? How can you say such a thing? What about the Tanom? What about the Amoraim? How can you make the Rambam? Yes, he was a Rishon in the 11th century. But from Moshe Rabbeinu until him, how can you say that? Sarah just writes the Chida. Anyone here know a Tana named Moshe? Anyone here name can know an Amora named Moshe right here? Whatever money, I don't have any money in my wallet. Whatever I have in my, whatever I did have in my wallet, tell me a Tana. Tell me there are none. Isn't that a Pella? Now, if I were to ask you, we know yes that Rizal Sefer Gagulim names come Baruch HaKodesh. Wouldn't there be a single most popular name in history, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who gave us the Torah? And yet, there's not a single Tana anywhere in the Mishnah whose name is Moshe. There's not a single Amora. Name Moshe. There's one Gon, a Moshe Gon, and how many people know about him? We know about Rav Amram Gon, Rav Ayra, Shriva. What happened to Moshe? Zuk de Chida, you see, it's clearly Hashkocha that mandated that no one's going to have the name Moshe. To what? The same way Moshe made brought the Torah down? Who consolidated it? Who codified it in a systematic fashion that the girl said it's impossible for a human being to achieve that milestone? Had it not been that every single word was written word for word, Baruch HaKadosh, how you could take all 27 block of Shas Bavli, and you could take all Shas Yerushalmi, and all the Mechiltas, Sefra Sefri, all the Medrashei Halacha, and all the Chazals, and incorporate it in such a clear, systematic, eloquent fashion, called the Yad Chazoko, the 14 segments. It's the Yad Chazoko, that's why the girl writes, why do we call it the Yad, the hand, the Yad, because there are 14 joints in the hand, Gematria Yad, that's why we call it the Yad. He writes the Yad Chazoko, it's a Mimosha. Moshe, that was taking Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, codifying an unbelievable schus in the Rambam. So once the Rambam brought it into the world, now we can tap into it. Back to our discussion. Once Yosef HaTzadik, the same way like Avraham Avinu, once he introduced that Koach, Yosef HaTzadik, he brought it into the world, now you and I can tap into it. So the Lavush could tap into it, but who introduced that Koach? That was the Koach of Yosef HaTzadik. And we see from Chazal, what are the reasons, may I always even bring some parts of Yosef, why do we have a Surah Game Avos? Shabbeinu Machai, and the end of Paraklam Zion, again in the beginning of Paraklam Ches and Parshas Vayesha, and Rosh Hashanah Shnapolya, the famous Makubal, killed in Xeris Tach Patah, who writes in the last Mimer, Lakuti Shashanim, it's also Nitzutse Shamshan, Parshas Vayesha. We have Asura Gimachas. Why? 10 martyrs? Because we have the 10 individuals, the 10 people involved in Chet Mechiras Yosef. And yet the Me'amloi cites a Medrash, and know the reason is because even though Yosef overcame the Nisayim, he was Motzi 10 tipos of Zera. 10 drops of Zera came out of his fingers, whatever that means. I'll be the Zera Kodesh, that's its own beer. But he was still Motzi a little bit of Zera, even in the Maisa, so he needed a Kapor, it needed a Tikkun. Hence, Asur Gemalos. That means even Yosef, who's called Yosef Atzadik, how good the Terrence is? Because there was nobody who was ever in that situation until it came to Yosef Atzadik. You see what a Gavaldik and Yisoyin it is. That Yosef Atzadik, had it not been for Rod Demusta Yukano, we see clearly from Chazal, he could not do it on his own without that Siyua Miachutz, without that additional Siyata Dishmayo. It was impossible for Yosef Atzadik. Chazal are clearly telling us that he would have failed that test with Eishes Potifar had it not been for Rod Demusta Yukano. Without that Siyata Dishmayo, without seeing that Demusta Yukano of his father, or some say that he didn't really see his father, he really looked in the equivalent of a mirror in the window and he saw his own reflection, and then he says, wait a second, we know that the Musta Yukon of Yosef looked like the Musta Yukon of Yaakov, and that to Mamela remind him, oi Vezman, how can I go to mess up? But without that Siyat and Ishmael, one day in Chazal is that Yaakov didn't merely appear to Yosef, but that he told Yosef, if you now succumb to the temptation, to the lure and seduction of Eishes Potiphar, your stone on the Choshen Eifon and the Ur Metumen is going to be taken away, and you're not going to be included with the Shiftei Yisrael. That's a pretty big Ashar, it's a pretty big threat, and the Musta Yukono. And he still was in bed with her, without his clothes on. He ran out fully unclothed. You see that he almost didn't pass the test. Nobody had been in such a situation. You see what a gavaldig koach it is? So now he brought it into the world. Now we have the ability to tap into that koach of tzidkus of Yosef Atzon. So let's start as follows. Amenochas memdalad amenalef, the Gemara cites an unbelievable maisa. Peladik a maisa, we're in the sugi of tzitzis. And the Gemara is talking about the schar that you get, olam haze, olam habe. Hazok the Gemara maisa bo nemechot shay yezor b'mitzah tzitzis. He was very zor mitzah tzitzis, even though he was about to be mezana with a prostitute, but he was very makben on tzitzis. Now, it's always important to have one mitzah. The Rambam writes in Pirshim Shnai Sid Yanamakis. Achabez and Bez that Chanani ben Akash Yomar Tzal Kirshu Lezakis Sol Fika Achid Lo Tzal Mitzah Shirim Hashem Chovei Tzal Tzidko Yad Atovi Yad. The Rambam asked the famous Kasha, Hashem loves us, he gave us so many mitzvahs, I don't know about you, but you know what, God, give me one or two or three. 613, and it's not just 613. Rav Avraham Achi Hagur writes in the beginning of a Sefer Malas HaTorah, recording his renowned brother, the Vilna Gaon, 613 are merely the sharosh and the roots that sprout forth into thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. Said, God loves us, here's thousands of mitzvahs to do. I'm going to Shuga. Zok the Rambam, because all you have to do to gain entrance into Olam Haba is one Maisa Mitzvah. Hashem loves us so much, he's giving us hundreds, really thousands of opportunities to do one mitzvah b'shleimus. You do one mitzvah b'shleimus, you got to take it into Olam Haba. So that's all you have to do. Pick a mitzvah, make it yours. So this yid picked a mitzvah tzitzis l'chayro, and he was extra zohir mitzvah tzitzis. What happens? He heard that there was a prostitute who actually took a fortune of money. And so he figures, oh, she must be something special. So he takes the money, and they were kovei asman, and it comes time, and there's a whole ordeal even how to get to the woman's bed. There were seven different beds. Finally makes it into the bed. Yoshua Gaba Yonak Shiaruma. She was there without any clothes on. Naf Uala. Leishiv Orm Kenenda. So he took off all of his clothes except his tzitzis. That means his mama, she spent a fortune of money to be with the Zaina. He traveled all over the world to be with the Zaina, but still he kept his tzitzis on. Now it's mamish important. That's something we cannot ignore. I have a friend who's about tshuva, who told me years ago. He came from the West Coast. And, of course, growing up secular and with women, life wasn't easy when he got from, the first summer he got from, and now he was going back home. Certainly wasn't easy to keep halachas, and he had friends who were going to street bars. So what was he going to do? So he decided, you know what, when he left Eretz Yisrael, he went back to the West Coast, he decided, wherever I go, I'm going to wear a yarmulke and tzitzis. Wherever I go, I'm going to wear a yarmulke and tzitzis. And a taka held them back. If friends were going to places that a yid should never, ever go, he was tempted to go with them. And he says he would have gone with them. And he says, how could I walk in with a yarmulke? How could he walk in to such a place with a yarmulke? How could he walk in such a place with tzitzis out? So that kambola that he took upon himself, mamash this gemara. And I will see what saved this yid, the tzitzis. It's good, number one, as a piece of advice, make sure wherever you go, you look distinctly Jewish. And that itself is a built-in shmira. Many Sfarim talk about having a beard. Beard is also, and nowadays it's stylish, right? Just ask Andrew Luck, right, in the Adventist cult, right? And the other day, so now it's stylish. Now we have a lot of people who are putting on beards. But beards itself, we know, is a shmira. You look, chachmasonim tarponov, tzahadrisponov, well, let's say you're a bocher, you don't have a beard, whatever it is. Tzitzis and yarmulke, stories I could tell you from Balei Tshuva that a mama saved them. And I also have people who carry Sfarim with them. It's a Gemaltik Shmira. I don't know if I mentioned it here, but David Olamsky years ago said that he had a student by the name of David, and the student was an Ursameach, and he was going back after 1 year, and he says, David, look, you got to stay on. 1 year is not enough. How are you going to go back to America and all the vices of society? He says, Rabbi, don't worry. He says, I'm going to take a safer with me, my pocket, Kahati Mishnayos. Right, now it's a little art school, a little kahati. I got my mishnayos with me, I'm good to go. He says, no, but this is back in the days of discos before clubs. He says, no, how are you going to, all your friends are going to be going to the disco. Don't worry, Rabbi, I got my protection. So, sure enough, Rabbi Olamsky goes to America on a speaking tour later on that year, and he meets up with his student, Dave. He says, tell me, Dave, how are things holding up? He says, Rabbi, you were right, I should have stayed in Israel. At the beginning, it was easy, and then my friends, they kept going to the discos. But don't worry, Rabbi, I take my little kahati with me. I got my mishnayos. I can't remember. He says, you're telling me at the disco, you take out the kahati? He says, Rabbi, I can't take out a kahati mishnayos at the disco. He says, but don't worry, I got it on me. He says, well, what's it going to help? Well, I don't know. It gives me some shmira. And it's not a walking mezuzah, right? Just having the kahati, it ain't going to do it to you. It's got to be something that's nicker. Who knows that it's in his pocket except for him? If he walks around like this in the disc, I'm sure that's going to help a little bit more. Somebody walks with the yarmulke. What's yarmulke all about? Yes, mi'ikur hadid. I mean, you need a gemara until you get to the famous Taz and some essence of Kotin Gimel and the Chus Marim and Ron and Sim Lamed Beish. Mishnamur discusses until you get to the Taz Marim Rabbona that there's an inner chukas akoyim. Stabazoy the Sugin Kurusha Chesim and Aleph Lamed Aleph, the Gemara and Shamskrim and Vavam and Beish. Halach Lamaisim, and you're the Gemara. You're not the Machuyev to wear it. It's a Minas Chasidus. Tzimunas Chasidus. Where does Yavaka come from? Shabbos Kufin and Vav Amoreish or Nechama Yitzchak and the sugya of Mazolus, Mazli Yisrael, a Mazli Yisrael. His mother saw Alpi astrology of this. She was told by the astrologer that he's going to have an inclination, a propensity to steal. Says, you know what? Let me put a head covering on his head. So the Emsa de Malka is the fear of heaven. Yorei Malka. That's why we call it a Yarmulke, of course. Yarmulke is the contraction of Yorei Malka. Yorei Malka, fear from the king above. That's why it's called a Yarmulke. I was once walking back from Central Avenue as a teenager to my parents' house in Lawrence, and a guy came by in a bicycle, and he looked at my yarmulke, and he said, hey, buddy, you got gypped. Mine came with a propeller. Okay, so there might be a concept of a beanie, right? You got gypped. Mine came with a propeller. Am I right? So a beanie, yarmulke is Yorei Malka. That's a keeper of the rosh. It's a keeper. It's a covering. And it reminds us that there's somebody above. And then the tzitzis, of course. Tzitzis is a re'isam also. So again, Sota, Yitzayim, and Aleph, and Menachas, it reminds us of Techeles, V'chulei, the Yam, Kisei, Kavod. And we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who walks in the streets with a beard, without a beard. But if you have a yarmulke and a tzitzis out, it's certainly a built-in shmira. If you're holding a safer is another shmira. Some people go with swim, even if you're not going to learn the safer. But if you're holding a safer, you know, you're not going to go certain places. And nichlol in that is a person sitting in front of a computer. Besides the filters, which we'll get to in Metz Hashem in just a little bit, but why not put a Shevisei Hashem and Negdi Soman right on top of the computer? Why not put the Gedolim that you fear, that you revere? More than that, take a Chavetz Chaim, take a Chazanesh, take your computer screen, and take little pictures of Gedolei Yisrael all around the screen. It's going to be a little hard when you're sitting by the screen. Yes, the Bali Musa is saying when you're sitting in front of a computer, and whatever you're sitting in front of, imagine the Ebershter is sitting right next to you. Imagine Hashem is watching, because there's that video camera, and every single thing that you see is recorded on that movie screen that's going to be shown to everybody that you ever came in contact with throughout the duration of your life. So imagine a Kurdish book was right here taping, and when they came out the first tape recorders in the time of the Chavetz Chaim said, you know what it is? It's a moshel. And that now there's a tape recorder. You see that there's a way to tape every single word that you ever said in your lifetime. And now what do we have? Now we have how many politicians have been brought down because of what? Cell phones, cameras, wherever you go. Some GPS, Google satellite systems, Google Home. Wherever you go, somebody is watching you. Now everything you do, there are cameras all over the place. Everything you do is being watched. Imagine Hashem is right there watching. But if it's too hard to imagine, then Hashem is right there watching with you. Imagine, take pictures of Gedolei Yisrael. See, here's the Chazon Ish over here, and the Steipel over in the Chavetz Chaim over here, and Rabbi Kim Eger, and you take all these pictures on the computer screen. You're not going to look at the same things on the computer screen when you're looking at the pictures of the Gedolim that are right there with you. So you got to have those external variables that play the Yarmulke, Yorei Malka, the Tzitzis out. the pictures of Gedolim, the Sforim, a big key yesod. Protect yourself, surround yourself with mitzvahs, which is a concept we see by the Sugya and Shabbos. When it comes to Hanukkah, we want to have the Ner Hanukkah, the mezuzah miyamin, and the menorah mismol. You want to be surrounded. You have the mezuzah, you have the tzitzis. Wherever you go, you always want to be surrounded by mitzvahs. So here you have a yid who took upon himself a zor b'mitzvah tzitzis. Once in the Zayna, and what happened at the end of the day? Allah v'yoshev arum kenegda. There he was without any clothes on, in bed with her. Bo dalit tzitziyosev etokhalo upon him. So mamash, the tzitzis had a mind on their own. But that's the way it works, because if you give your heart and soul to a mitzvah, it's going to pay you back one day. It kilu has a das. We know the story of Hadar Magolan brings in Hadron Allah of the Yid who memorized Meseches Nedarim. That was, he learned it over and over again. And that was the Malach came down to Zadarim to have him beg, get buried. Anything you give to Torah, that's going to come and give it back to you. I am the Grand Mishnah Chest Hazayim. You love the Torah. Torah is going to pay you back one day. You give the tzitzis is going to pay you back one day. What happened? The tzitzis came. Tocha gave him a smack on the head, reminded him. He says, "What am I doing?" Nishmat v'yeshu l'gabe karkov. See, he went away from the woman. So she came down. She says, "I don't understand." She says, "I'm not going to let you go." I said, "Totally, mamur isib." He one blemish. Did you see? How could it be? You spent all this money. You came this far. How could it be that you didn't take advantage in the end of the day? He says, "Why? I'm alone. Havoda shalom." I never saw a more beautiful woman than you. Ella, mitzvah achas yivonu shom kedav tzitzis shema, and it says aniyu shom kechos shnei pomim, aniyu shos to the parav, aniyu shos to the shalim schar. That is the mitzvah tzitzis, and that's what saved him, gave him a smack in the face. Phineas daiti, it's very geschmack. Why davka tzitzis? Where's the first case we had of kisui erva? First case of kisui erva was a kunshu chovim machas of the erva of adam and chava. Who are the first people to follow suit? Let's go back to Parshas Noach, Paratest Pasuk HaGimel, Vayikach Shem Yefes. Rashi brings the Medrash Rabbah. That's Malami Shashim Nesameitz V'mitzvah Yoser. Shem and Yefes, his brother, collectively took the blanket. Vayikach was Ervas Aviyah. So after Noach got drunk, Vayachanuch Isha Dama Vayitakorim, and Hayalo, he should have done, should have planted high alone the Torah Tia Cheres Atrash Yepi Chazal, or the Yitzhak Voloshin and Pagodish. He should have gone to learn. After the Malbo, he should have gone to learn or plant something else. Don't plant the wine. Wine, he got drunk, he was intoxicated. There his clothes are off, Machlokis and Chazal, whether he was castrated, sodomized, calm, shame, and yevus, and they cover over the essence. Shame gets what? Talish Shul Tzitzis. Because shame, as opposed to Yefes, whose name connotes external beauty, that which appears in the superficial, the periphery, shame is a person of essence. We all descendants of shame. Because we're people of the essence. Chiddush Yerim and Breisha, Shem Shom. I can find you where in your name. Brachas Dav Zayin and Beis V'yochrim Anayin Nishmol Gorim. Your essence, your fate is all encoded in your name. Baal Shem Tov, Panini Achasidus. What's your essence? Not the Chela Gogov, the Neshama. What's the essence of a Neshama? The Osios Pnimios, the internal letters of the word Neshama. Internal letters of the word Neshama, Shin Mem, shame. Shame is the essence of your Neshama. Shame, we all, what type of name is that? They named him the name. Teretz is, shame was a person of the essence. That is his name. He's a person of the essence. What does he see? He saw the essence of the nakedness of Noach. He didn't simply cover like Yefes because he saw the outer Erva. And the Mela, Yefes gets what? Kivura. What is Kivura? Gashmi sticker reward. You care about the Gashmi sticker chelek of Noach's nakedness. I mean, again, meet a Yefes was Ocha to Kivura, but shame gets Tal Shal Tzitzis. That means Tzitzis already from the outset, the very creation of the Musig Lachaira of a Tal Shal Tzitzis is to cover over our essence and to remind us what? To put Erva, make it concealed, make it Mechusa, Mutzna, and the Mela. What's going to protect this Yid when he's here with the Zayna? Dafka, it's the Tzitziyosa that came to Chalo upon him. It's the Tzitzis that came to his rescue, because the whole Musig of Tzitzis Lachayra was introduced into the world to be the Kisui of the Erva, the Ofen Ruchni. That is shame. That's a person in the essence. It's Dafka, the Tzitzis that come and remind us. It's Dafka, the Tzitzis that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of what? Tzitzis Reisimosa writes the girl. Why is it called Tzitzis? Miloshan Apostle and Cheyashirim. Meitzitz min acharokim estaklus, and all teaches us not only that Eibushter is looking at us, and through the Soti Yitzayin and Menachos, we're now reminded of looking at the Kisakov, looking at Hashem, but it gives us a shmira legabi our own heitzitz, legabi our own estaklus. It gives us a shmira, especially if a person wears the tzitzis out. So Allah Chalamaisi, yes, we know the Mishnah Berurah based on the Magen Avraham about someone who tucks in his tzitzis, and Menashe Klein is a true Mishnah Allah Chasek Rach Yud, and there's a big deal. Allah Chalamaisi, without going into the sugya, because we mamish don't have time. time. But Rav Ginsburg Shut Dibre Chachomim, quoting Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky Zatzal, Halach Lamaisa nowadays, Ancient Nafkamina, Beina Matsitsios, Mibafnim, or Mibachutz. Halach Lamaisa is no Nafkamina. So Halach Lamaisa might not be a Nafkamina, but there's certainly a Milo. Someone saying the Tzitzis, you're not going to go to the same place. I remember as a youngster, I was once walking in SeaWorld and I had my Tzitzis out, and I remember that right behind me there's a young boy. He looked at his mother and said, Mommy, Mommy, what are those? Looking right behind me, he says, those are Jews, honey. Yeah, those are the strings that they wear. He said, it sounded a little funny, but I remember being reminded. That means what? I can't go anywhere. Wherever I go, they're always going to move. There's the Jew. There's the Jew boy. So that's it. The yarmulke with the propeller, without the propeller. The tzitzis. Having it out, whatever your minig is, but clearly having the tzitzis out or being reminded of them in such a way, you could go like the Shlomo Sechaschule. I have a relative, that's what he does. The Shlomo Sechaschule writes, you know what? See them, but you don't have to advertise them to the world. Wrap them around your belt. I know they're outside. You could see them because they're wrapped around your belt. Tuck them in such a way. Tuck them into your pants. Wrap them around the belt. So they're outside. You'll be Makam Risim also. But they're not mamish tucked into the pants. Whatever you do, whether Halokha Lamaisa, you're doing okay. If the tzitzis, and again, I'll be there. Rizal and Ravat Yosef is all Chuvi Nechamadas. I'll be the Zohar. There's even an Indian, perhaps, a Merci Kura, not to leave them out. Halokha Aspardim. Don't, whatever you are, whatever. But Lamaisa, don't lose the sight. There's an Indian of Shmira. And the yarmulke. And we could get into tshuvas, Rav Avi Yosef, Mechayev Kineski, how big does the yarmulke have to be? It has to be nikkur, wherever you are. It has to be machase, rov harosh. Again, whatever shita, but wear a yarmulke that you can feel. Wear a yarmulke that you know is on your head. The second you put on the cap, once you put on the cap, already you're losing an element of shmira. Because if you don't look distinctly Jewish, now yes, they say that you can recognize a Jew from miles away. Famous story of the Baal Tshuva puts on the jeans, t-shirt, and sneakers, and a baseball cap, and he's walking in the airport, and the guy playing the violin in the airport holiday season, and he's playing Xmas carols, and all of a sudden this guy walks by, and he switches instantly to Hava Nagila. He says, what? How'd you know? He says, buddy, I could see the Jews from a mile away. I mean, whatever it is, I remember once, years ago, I was going to Rome from Eretz Yisrael. I was visiting, taking my wife on a little vacation, went to Rome for a few days, and we were worried that maybe anti-Semitism. My wife said, my mother said, I'm worried already, anti-Semitism, maybe they're going to see yarmulke. Can you just get a cap? Tuck your tzitzis in anytime and put on a cap. So I said, fine, when am I going to get a cap? I don't know, I have a baseball cap. So I said, you know, you always wonder, who are the Nebuchadnezzar tourists who pay $5 for those Italy caps? So I was one of those guys. I needed a baseball cap. So I went and bought an Italy cap, tucked in my tzitzis, put in the baseball cap. My wife's like, yeah, you don't look too Jewish, all right? You don't look too right. You know, the beard, I'm walking, okay. Whatever it is, I was wearing, and I don't own a pair of jeans, whatever it was, dark pants, I don't know, white shirt, a baseball cap. It's like, yeah, you don't look too Jewish. Anyway, we go to the Roman Colosseum, a mamish probably 500 yards away, and all of a sudden I hear Yehudi, Yehudi. Outside, it was an Israeli who recognized me as Jewish 500 yards away. He says, I want to sell you some postcards. I said, how'd you know that I was Jewish? He says, Yehudi, come on, no, come on, it's a pashut. I said, if he can run, I said, maybe it's not points. I'm going back and forth, I'm about to go into the forum, and I'm clearing, should I go? Should I wear the hat? Should I ask? Can I take my tzitzis out? I'm going back and forth. And all of a sudden, before we get to the end of the discussion, I see 60 rabbis coming out of the forum. The 3 days we were in Rome, it happened to be the same time that there was a European convention of all the rabbis in Europe, including Rabbi Lau, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael back then, and all the other rabbis. He was there with his Hamburg and his frock. And these rabbis are coming out, this one with his kippah gun, this one is Hamburg, this one is black hat. I say to my wife, forget the cap, take out the tzitzis. They can do what I can do. And meanwhile, they told us there's one kosher restaurant in Rome that time. It's named Yod Vater. He said, don't worry, there aren't too many from Jews in Rome. You'll have no, you don't have to make reservations. You'll always get a table in Yod Vater. The one night that we're in Rome, we came, why? Because 70 rabbis took every single table in Yod Vater that night that we were there. Alamai said, it's good to have that shmira. Have the yarmulke on. Always know that you're Jewish. Have the mishnayos. Carry a saber with you. You're not going to look and you're not going to stare and things that you shouldn't. If you have that shmira, holding onto a saber, it's going to be much harder. If you have this form right by the computer, pictures of the gedolim, you got the tzitzis, you got the yarmulke, certainly that's going to be one darga of a shmira. Now we go to the famous Rama. You might have to have a part 3. Where are we holding? What time? 23. Okay, a few more minutes. Let's go to the famous Rama. Hilchos Yisuri Bia and Yane Kedusha a Yisuri Bia Perchol Beis. Now this is very Nogeya Chodesh Shvat. Why? Because we know the Rambam and Kedusha, we have Macholas Asuris, and we have Isuri Bia. A writer of David Cohen and myself, Simon Bonham, Achela Gimel, they're both in Yonei Achila, because they're both in Yonei Taiva. They're both in Yonei Taiva, Achila and Bia. Ksuvisri Gimel and Aleph, we find the rule of Medeberes and Mechon. How do we label in a Loshin Akiyadik away a Mises Nus? Ochlo Umachsa Bia, Loshin Achila. you see that it's called achila. It's all under kedusha machalas asuris and isuri bia. So there's an Indian of kedusha befrat and chodesh shvat. Not only ours the yemei shovavim, shovavim tat, when we're supposed to work on kedusha shmiras abris. Not only is the month that the entire month is always ensconced within the yemei shovavim. So you see that shvat as a chodesh is meisha shaychi more than any of the months yemei shovavim because it always coincides with yemei shovavim. Writes Rav Gedalia Shor and Al Gedalia on the Modem when he talks about Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Let's go to Sefer Yetzirah Miuchas Avraham Avinu to Parakei. And writes the Sefer Yetzirah in the month of Shvat, Himlech Os Tzadi Beleita. Hashem was Mamlech. There are different letters that correspond to the 12 months of the year, which correspond to 12 parts of the body, which correspond to the 12 Shvatim, correspond to 12 Chushim. And the other thing, it's the Os Tzadi Tzirkus that corresponds to Leita. What is Leita? It's an Indian of Achila. Esau, Parshas told us, Halitaini Nom and Adamazev. Baba Kamasamates, Halitayu Larosh of Yamas. What is Halitayu? Right? So many of Achai. It's not Achila. Achila is eating in order, right? Some people, they eat in order to live, and some people live to eat. Which one is it? Are you eating to live? Are you living to eat? Esav was living to eat. Halitaini. He didn't want to stop eat. He wanted halitaini. Just, I want to gobble it down in a gluttonous fashion. Just give it to me. That's taiva. That's why, what are you? He never even called it food. A maltaiva looks at him. What do you say? Give me the red stuff. I don't even care what it is. Give me the red stuff. Halitaini. That's what he sees. The achila kachit soni biyosa. Give me the red stuff. That's all I want. That's why we're not allowed to wear red, by the way. People think, oh, it's only by a woman that you're not supposed to wear red. Ayin Rabbein Machai Pasha told us again, talks about in Roshas, some Sefer in Chelek Beis, and it's put Allah Lamaisa by the Shach in your day writes us to say Kohen, and your day is some Kufa and Ches and Sukkot and Yigimel that there's an Indian that even men this it's we don't wear red clothing, we don't wear a fire truck red, we don't wear red clothing because that's Esav, that's Edom, he is Edom, he's Chelek Achitzoni, he's Halitani, he's all about Taiva. Hashem says this is the month, take the Os Tzadi. What is Tzidka? Tzidka says I do everything Kedasri Kedin. Yosef Hatzadik, I restrain myself, I hold myself back, that's Chodesh Shvat, hold yourself back in Achila. You don't need three slices of pizza. You don't need to finish the whole piece of filet mignon of prime rib. You can leave over a little bit on the plate. You don't need to finish when you have that ice cream cone, the Chol V'Yisrael ice cream cone, and you got your butterscotch topping and the chocolate fudge, and you're waiting for the end, because the end is the most geschmack, because it all melted at the bottom of the cone. And he said, the end, imagine the Kavisha say, oh, the best part, you know what, Kodesh Shvat, I don't need it. Put it on the side. That's it. Writes Rabbeinu Yonah and his Yigar Sachuba, writes the right. I and the Igeris Agro Resin Pivot Tavosa, they bring it in the Devar Higeris. It's a higher Madrega to leave over. You like the crust on the pizza? So go ahead, leave over the crust, leave over. Don't finish the whole steak. Leaving over a piece on your plate is a higher Madrega than Tanesim and Zigufim. It's a little easy. A person say, I'm never going to eat ice cream ever again. I'm never going to have pizza ever again. Very easy to say, I'm never going to have it again. It's a bigger Madrega to have it, but to leave over a little bit on the plate. Years ago, I was sitting in a chas next to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, and it was a millionaire making the chas. And it was like 10 courses to the meal, and I never forget one of the many courses. They served you a coconut. Everybody got a whole coconut, and they shaved off the top of the coconut, and they gave you coconut ices inside the coconut. So I'm sitting there, Sean Kamenetsky, and you already had your salad, you already had your, how much can you eat already? I'm sitting next to Rav Shmuel, one of the Gedolei America, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to do anything until I watch what he does. So let me see, what is Rav Shmuel? I'm like, I need coconut ices. What's Rav Shmuel going to do? But at the same time, right, if everyone's watching, if he doesn't have anything, if he says, oh, no one's touching it, right, all the money's going to go to waste. So I see Rav Shmuel takes two bites of the coconut ices, and then he puts the spoon down. So I took two bites. I don't know, maybe I took a third of chesis. I don't know. I went back to my Rebbe, who is Ratzi Berkowitz Shlita. Mori Rabbi is the son of Lord Shmuel Kamenetsky. And I said, Rebbe, I just want to know. He took two bites. Is that a shita? Two? Is it three? V'cholay, I start clearing. What was the level? He says, Eitan, it wasn't about precious. He says, I know my shver. He doesn't like coconut ices. So we have to know what to be medayek, right? The famous story with Ramosha Feinstein. He was out of bris one day, and he went and picked up a carton of milk, and he put it right back down. Everybody saw Ramosha. He didn't hold to this milk, and that From Milk Chol V'Yisrael company started mamish losing thousands of clients. People said, Ramosha doesn't hold to this milk. The company finally got in touch with Ramosha. They said, Ramosha, why don't you hold it? He says, what do you mean I don't hold your milk? He says, of course I hold your milk. He says, I picked it up, and it was empty, so I put it down, and I got the next one. How many times do we want? You have to know. But Lamaisa, it's a Madrego. Leave over a little bit on the plate. You don't have to have everything. So himlachos tzadi belita, that's the avoda and shovavim in chodesh shvat hilchos yisur bia chavais chavalef. Zok the Rama v'chein yino glisrach hikim v'naschokim v'na ashuchas v'divrei agobim sheilu gomer gedol v'hem mala mala rais. You gotta stay away. We're not allowed to listen to love songs, listen to words. You're not allowed to read erotic novels. You're not allowed to read lewd novels v'chulei. Stay away from too much levity, too much frivolity. Stay away from drunkenness. Drunkenness is marav the type. Moshe's famous tshuva chel gimel yordei negos roishesim lamed vav maravana. He says maravana. Also, one of the seven reasons he cites it, it's also to go and smoke marijuana or whatever that people are smoking nowadays. It's one of the reasons it's marba taiva. Now let me marba taiva. Velo yeshu velo isha. And you got to get married. Shemidah zegom natari yasir gedolim because those amru. Yifna atzim ha-shotel l'dabrei taira v'yachiv taita b'chokhma shem ha-shivas arayis miskaberes el ablai ponim ha-chokhma. Because arayis is only come in when it's a heart and a brain that's open from chokhma. I heard once with shem ha-chasid yasharev, but why throughout Shas, the sugi sin the end of first parak ha-ksuvas, poni ha-bala p'nuya. Why do we call it Panei Panuya? Because the only way such a mice happened is because he was Panoi Mena Chochma. That's why the single person is called the Panoi. He's Panoi. Fill your brain with Torah. First Eitzah is fill your brain with Torah. Writes the girl. We have a Kabbalah from the girl. Always think about Akasha. Think about what I'm going to learn. Walk into the street. Forget Sakronis. Don't be curious. Once we look, that's the problem. We're looking around. We're so curious. We got to know the news, the internet. We got to. Don't be so curious. Think about Akasha. Think about Maimer Chazal. And be occupied with that. And that itself was a big shmirah. We're out of time, but we do have to be Mamshech, Maiter, Metashem, whatever the topic is next month. But hopefully we'll be Mamshech with a few other agents. I have to get to Walter Michelle's The Marshmallow Test. Mastering Self-Control. Fantastic book if you want to get a head start. 2014 book going to a studies done in the 1960s about kids holding back from one marshmallow to get to later. Mastering Self-control. We're going to talk about that, different techniques for self-control. For Kvishas Ayetza, we'll talk about Ayin Sifsei Chaim on the Moedim and Chelek Aleph, his Maimer on Derech B'nei Aliyah, how to overcome Haranei, the Sfar Kedushas and Ayim. Stay tuned, we'll be Mamshech Part 3, Metz Hashem, the next time.